Chapter 4. The Noise Monsters. The next morning, Miss Lee greeted Posey at the door to her classroom. "I moved everyone around," Miss Lee said. "You need to find your name tag." Miss Lee changed their seats every month. That way, they got to know everyone in the class. Posey found her name at a table with Henry. Henry was smart. He used big words. He bragged about his dad, who was a scientist. A row of rocks was lined up on their table in front of him. "You have to put your treasures in your cubby," Posey told him.
"They're not treasures. They're for a science experiment," said Henry.
"They're just dirty rocks."
"You will never be a scientist," Henry said.
"I will too if I want, Henry," Posey said.
"Settle down, everyone," Miss Lee called. "It's time to do math problems." She stopped at every table and put a piece of paper in front of each child. When she got to Posey's table, Miss Lee told Henry to put his rocks in his cubby.
"I want you to take your time with these problems," Miss Lee told the class. "Some of you rushed last week and made mistakes." Posey had made two mistakes. Today, she wanted to get them all right. She wanted Miss Lee to say, "Great job." The first two problems were easy. The next problem was subtraction. Subtraction was hard. 9 minus 3. Posey started to count on her fingers. Then she stopped.
"Miss Lee," Posey said, "Henry's humming."
"Shh, Henry." Miss Lee held her finger to her lips.
"I like to hum. It helps me with my work," Henry said.
Miss Lee came over to their table. "It disturbs the other children," she told him.
"Fine."
Henry put down his pencil.
"I'm already finished."
"You are?" Miss Lee sounded surprised. She looked at Henry's paper.
"Great job,"
she said quietly. Posey frowned.
"At home, I do third grade math with my father."